This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Oh, gosh. Now, let's talk about some solutions here before we get to the Trump stuff and everything else. Let's talk solutions. All right, that was a lot. That's where we're at. Two different countries. It's where we're at. Got this email. Do you think one reason Zeldin lost in New York is that many conservatives left the state? Of course. Of course that's a reason Zeldin lost. I don't know about the reason, but I'm sure it's a contributing factor. And that sucks, right? But here's the thing. We all have to have, all of us in life, priorities. And we have to have a priority list, do we not? I have a priority list. I love my country. I would die for my country. My family comes before my country. If I had to choose between the wife and kids or America, choosing the wife and kids all day long. You need to protect you now. Save you. And in so doing, you will actually help preserve a future for your children. Today I had meetings all day again with the suits. All the suits are down here. Don't get me wrong. These are all great meetings. Believe me when I tell you, I am very much not in trouble. The show is exploding and just thank you. I'm the luckiest guy in the world. Thank you. The show's going very well. Everything's good, right? But I have meetings all day with the suits down here in Nashville. I'm starving by the time I leave the iHeart studios down here. I just start walking because I prefer to walk places because I try not to be tough. I eat really terribly, so I always have to walk a bunch. And I start looking for food. Everyone in Nashville told me to go to Hattie B's Chicken. Apparently, this place is incredible. I walk up to it. It must be incredible because the line was easily an hour long. It was halfway around the block to get into this place to eat. I was not in a condition to be waiting an hour to eat. So I said, all right, forget it. And I go walking. I'm looking for something else. And some dude comes up to me on the sidewalk. I freaking think his name was John, but I'm really bad with names. John, if you're listening, I'm sorry, brother. But dude comes up to me on the sidewalk holding up his phone, showing my face on the podcast. And, man, it was so symmetrical. But anyway, he showed me my face. You know, Jesse, no, so we stop. We're just gabbing. And you know where he came from? New Jersey. Came from New Jersey. Sounded like he came from New Jersey. It's not hard to tell when someone's from Jersey, right? Came from New Jersey, and I was just, you know, asking him, what's going on? What are you doing here? So on and so forth. Wife, three children. He lives in a house now. He lived in Jersey, and, you know, I believe he told me it was 1,700 square feet. Wife, three kids, 1,700 square feet. He now lives in a single-family home on a cul-de-sac. He regularly talks with his neighbors about which tools they have or don't have, so they can always share tools. His neighbors watch in case a car is driving too slowly by his home. Every Friday night, I think he told me, sorry, I'm doing this off the top of my head, Friday or Saturday night, all the kids get into the cul-de-sac and play. All the parents start a fire in the middle of the cul-de-sac and sit around while the children play in the street. Oh, did I mention? His property taxes now are half. His house is twice as big, and he has an in-ground pool. Oh, and he also lives in a place where elections aren't stolen. He lives in a place where teachers aren't going to tell his children to cut their penises off. He lives in a place that is still America. I laid out a bunch of ugly in hour one, and I meant every single word of it. But don't you dare think all is lost at all. One, we did win the House. Two, we still might win the Senate. Three, we are looking like super majorities in even states like Montana right now at the state legislature. We're winning governorships out there. We won so many local races last night. I'm talking not the sexy ones, right? The school boards, the county board of supervisors in these red areas, races the Democrats had held in red areas simply because we've never been activists. You haven't been an activist. I haven't been an activist. We're all live and let live. Let's have a beer. Watch the game. No more. We engaged last night. Yes, there are parts of this country you need to abandon. And I know that hurts. Jesse, my family's been here for 80 years. Jesse, my job. Jesse, my this. I'm not dismissing any of those things. I've moved across the country multiple times, both as a child and as an adult. I have been out of work. I have been broke. I know what it's like. I'm not dismissing it. I know it's scary. If you live in an area that went blue again last night after the last 2 years, get a for sale sign in the front yard of your home. Get some packing tape, pack up that family you love, and get out. There is no one coming to save you. There is no saving. Even amazing states like Michigan. Michigan is gone. Michigan had 2 years of the worst tyranny in the country and went out and gave Democrats every bit of power. Well, Jesse, it was fraud. Yep, that's probably part of the law. It probably was. Get out. And Michigan's freaking beautiful, by the way. People don't realize how beautiful Michigan is. And don't think I'm sitting here cheering about this. I brought up Pennsylvania earlier. Get out. Oh, Jesse, it's just Philly. Okay, was Philly planning on breaking off from Pennsylvania sometime soon? I missed those plans. As far as I know, they're planning on staying in Pennsylvania. Get out. If you can, and I realize some people can't. I know that. If you can, get out. And if you had heard this guy on the sidewalk today, how much better his life was, and had someone else, I get these emails all the time. Jesse, we listened and did it. Jesse, we listened and did it. I remember I was at an event for Tunnel to Towers in Washington, D.C. Every year, I believe they do it every year. Well, I think they do it every year. Don't quote me on that. Every so often, Tunnel to Towers, they do this huge event in D.C., and boy, you should go. You really should go, where they read off the names of all the fallen from Iraq and Afghanistan. And I was honored they asked me to come down and just read some names off, you know? So I go down, and I'm hanging out with the Tunnel to Towers guys. And there's all these veterans there and all these families, and it's super patriotic, as you can imagine. And this young couple comes up to me, and they were obviously getting married, and they were moving. I think they were moving also to Tennessee. Wow, everyone's going to Tennessee. I think they were moving to Tennessee, if I remember right. And how they describe the difference in the quality of life when you live your life surrounded by people who share your values, when you live in a state where you can trust your elections, it's wonderful. It's better. Your little day-to-day experiences are better with your neighbors. It's just a better way of life. I actually brought up Jersey, but people have to realize South Jersey and North Jersey are two very, very different places. North Jersey's the blue part, South Jersey's the red part. And I was talking to a buddy of mine, a good buddy from South Jersey, last night, and he had a bunch of people move from Philly, because Philly and South Jersey are real close. He had a bunch of people move from Philly over to South Jersey because they couldn't take all the crime and horrible stuff anymore. And my buddy, we weren't talking politics, we were talking about other stuff. And he said to me, it was the funniest thing in the world, Jesse. They told me, yeah, you could just leave your bike out here unlocked and nobody steals it. They had never lived in a place where that was something that happened. There's a better life out there for you. There's a better life. There is. Pack it up and get out. Believe me, pack it up and get out, because there are these huge red pockets of this country. You know how we talk about how we need a national divorce? I talk about this all the time. National divorce, national divorce, national divorce. We have to get a national divorce. I know we're never going to sit down in national divorce court and break the country up. But something that's not getting talked about much at all last night that should be getting a lot more play is this. Blue areas got bluer, and that is, of course, in part a result of Republicans leaving, but red areas got redder. Florida, Ron DeSantis, he barely squeaked by his first election in Florida, 30,000 votes. Ron DeSantis turned Florida into the most blood-red place in the United States of America because we're already balkanizing. They're the red states you're thinking about moving to, not only were they great before, they're better now and getting better. Get out. Have a great life for yourself and your wife and your kids and your husband. Get out. Oh, Jesse, my mom's here. Pack her up and take her with you. Mom will enjoy it too. Hey, Mom, here's a Mai Tai. There's the beach. Enjoy yourself. Speaking, you know what? It's probably a good time to bring this up again because that Tunnel to Towers event does not get enough love. We don't have very many organizations in this country that are good nonprofits. We just do not. There aren't many of them. They're hard to find. That's why they started all these various charity rating sites, because these scumbags at the nonprofit industry have these great sounding causes, and then they just line all their own pockets and none of your money goes where they say it's going to go. Hear me out. Don't you ever give to a nonprofit or a charity of any kind, not a penny, until you have looked them up online. I don't want you to give a penny to Tunnel to Towers. Go look them up online first, then give. You'll see what I'm talking about. They take care of widows and orphans. They honor the veterans. They build catastrophically injured veterans' smart homes. They ask you and me for $11 a month. $11 a month. Go to T2T.org and volunteer to give $11 a month, all right? Be changing someone's life. We're changing people's lives. Chris, I miss my soundboard. I can't help it. But seriously, T2T.org. $11 a month. All right, let's deal with the elephant in the room, Trump and Heavy D, because people are a-talking today and Trump ain't pleased. Hang on.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
It
keeps on raining,
that is gone. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. We just got more good news. Washington Post just updated that Blake Masters is now the slight favorite to win in Arizona. I want to give you a heads up about a couple little technical things here really quickly. Arizona, the way they run their elections is just hot garbage. Pima County, which is a major county in Arizona, that's Tucson, Arizona, they're saying it might be the 14th or 15th before they get all their numbers in. So a lot of these things, do we control the Senate or not? It's going to take time. But look, we're going to have the House. They're still, look, I'd rather be us than them right now if you're asking me to handicap whether we're going to have the Senate. Did the night go exactly how we wanted? Red tidal wave? No, that tidal wave kind of fizzled out after it left Florida. But we're better now. We're better now. As a nation, no, we're finished. But we're better now than we were yesterday. That's a good thing. That is a good thing. Now, let's deal with the elephant in the room. You know what? I'm going to do one thing real quickly first and give you my personal opinion. I've lost two elections. All right, you know this. I ran for Congress twice in Arizona. Lost both times. I lost two elections. And it hurts when you lose them. You work your butt off. You believe in what you're doing, and it hurts. But one of the most aggravating things is immediately everybody, because they're hurting, they want to assign blame right away. Jesse, you sucked. Your campaign manager sucked. This person sucked. The signs sucked. The commercials sucked. This sucked. This sucked. It was, if you'd only done then, this wouldn't have happened. Or done this, this wouldn't have happened. It's obnoxious because it's always people who've never gotten in the game who are doing it. And I'll tell you this. I understand why it happened last night. I do, because we were shocked and we were hurting. I was at this big Clay and Buck through this huge party. It was a blast last night at iHeart. After I got off the show, that's where I went. So I was actually behind you trying to keep up on the election stuff because I had a room full of suits. That I was talking to all of them. I didn't even have time to eat. Everyone wanted to talk to me because I'm such a huge, important celebrity, Chris. Anyway, I was behind, but the mood of the party changed, even though it was fun at some point in time. Everyone started looking around. They had the election results on the TVs, and people would come up and say, Jesse, did you see this? Jesse, did you see that? And the mood started to change. So I get last night was a hard night and a heavy night for a lot of people, and probably for you, and heavy. And when you have a bad election night like that, you immediately want to assign blame. And I saw a lot of people immediately blame Donald Trump for the GOP's problems. I think that is way overstated. I do not agree with that at all. I'm someone who's more than happy to criticize Trump and have several times. I think that is a simplistic solution. There are a lot of reasons we lost a lot of those races last night. Yes, some areas are lost. They're full of brain dead communists. Some areas our candidates suck. Some areas this, some areas that, you know. And yes, Donald Trump, his selection of who to back, basing your selection on who to back based on who's nice to you is really, really terrible and frankly, really, really selfish. So I'm not excusing that. But I think this, it's Trump's fault stuff, is overblown. I do. I think it's overblown. Now, that said, let's take your emotion out of it and my emotion out of it, and let's deal with the nitty-gritty here. Politically, Donald Trump had a devastating night. It was a devastating night for Donald Trump politically within the GOP, and allow me to explain why. Donald Trump has been, and probably still is, the most popular Republican in the country. When I say the most popular Republican, this is what I mean. If you took every Republican in America, whether you vote in primaries or not, 70 million of them, and the guy with the most votes is the most popular one, that I think would still, I think the leading vote getter would be Donald Trump. But here's Donald Trump's problem and why I think last night hurt him a lot, and I'll be interested to see how he responds, although I think we have a preview. I think he's going to have to respond in some way. That last night hurt him a lot because here's what happened. Donald Trump's popularity at its height was obviously back when he won. Now, after in the 2016 primary, that was real, real contentious. I mean, shoot, I didn't even like Trump back then. I was a Cruz guy, but then Trump wins the primary, and hey, everyone suck it up. He's our guy. I did it. You did it. Maybe you didn't like Trump then. Maybe you loved him. I don't care, but he was our guy. And then we're all excited, but we all kind of had that thinking, he might lose to Hillary, and then boom, and the most exciting election night of my life, he beats Hillary Clinton, which was wonderful. And at that moment, what is Trump at that time? What is he? He's this outsider phenom who just came in and beat the lady. He had no business beating at all. Woohoo! Well, here's the thing. When you're that guy, you're virtually untouchable within the party because you're a winner. You're a winner, and therefore, getting under your skin or getting your ire is a death sentence. It has been a death sentence for multiple Republicans in the House, the Senate, the anti-Trump losers, always attacking Trump. Trump sucks. The second Trump goes after them, career over. Boom, gone. Because, that's our winner. Why are you going after our winner? Don't go after our winner. That was then. Times change for a couple different reasons. Times change. And I'm going to tell you why I think last night... I think Donald Trump is in danger within the Republican Party. I'm not saying he's done at all. Not at all. He's still probably top dog. I think last night was a devastating political loss for Trump. I'll explain in just a moment. Before I explain that, I had a chance today to sit down because they came into town. I had a chance today to sit down with the My Patriot Supply people. One, I love you guys. You know what all these advertisers tell me? They always, they all of them, every one of them, too, man, tell me, your people are different, man. They're hilarious. Apparently, you guys, it's just not surprising. I love you guys. That's one. Two, I've always loved my Patriot Supply just because I'm a prep guy. I believe in prepping. You tell me the country, what are we down to, 15 days of diesel fuel? Prep time is now, people. But they believe in what they do so much. And they were talking about the economic times that were coming and why they've only gotten more and more popular. And it's just, it's not surprising to me. They sell emergency three-month food kits. Emergency three-month food kits. And they're selling them right now for $250 off. And they told me, look, hey, we're keeping these prices as low as we can. We know it's tough. People need to get them. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get your three-month food kit. Everyone in your home needs 3 months of food. MyPatriotSupply.com, all right? All right. Trump, Let's finish it. Hang on.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, Fridays and Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, and I'm not going to be here tomorrow to remind you. So ask me anything by email, jesse@jessekellyshow.com, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Again, night didn't go the way we wanted. Yes, the country as a whole is gone, but there, if, dude, do you understand that J.D. Vance is in the United States Senate now? Chris, play me cut 24, please.
Of Ohio, I want to say something. I know, of course, we won a very good victory, and I'm very proud of it. Because of all of you, we won a great victory. But I want to say everything, to whether you voted for me or not, if you're watching on TV, whether you voted for me or not, the thing that I promise to do is go to the United States Senate and fight every single day for the people of Ohio. Thanks to you, we get an opportunity to do just that.
J.D. Vance is you. Just trust me on that. The Senate improved last night. The GOP losers we have, and I know there's a huge crop of them, it got better last night. The House got better last night. My boy Eli Crane, you want to talk about Yuri Bezmenov, Eli Crane is the guy who understands the communist infiltration of this country. Eli Crane is in the House. We had a good night. It wasn't as good as you wanted it to be. And yes, the great sorting. You know what? I'll get back to the great sorting in a second. Let's get back to Trump and finish this, because this is going to get uncomfortable. I told you personally, I think a lot of these, it's all Trump's fault. I said, I think that's ridiculous. I do not agree with that. Now, if you want to blame Trump for endorsing Oz or someone like that, yeah, well, that sucked. I already ran it on Trump for that. That was ridiculous. Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. But I don't think you can blame Trump for that. However, politically, he had a very bad night. For two different reasons. Times change, and people don't often change with them. And what worked yesterday would not work today. I actually had a talk with who was this guy? He was in advertising. I don't know who, some ad guy who specialized in radio. I think he's been in radio like 35 years. Pulled me aside last night to talk about the show. And it was all great. It was all a bunch of flattery, stuff that I didn't need for my ego, but it was all very, very good stuff, okay? And then he said to me, as we were wrapping it up, he said, and you know what's ironic? I'm not sure your show would have ever taken off 10 years ago. And I wasn't obviously insulted. He just got done saying a bunch of nice things for me. And I said, what, why? And he said, the mood of the country has shifted so much. You're where they are. And because you have always been that way, it probably would have been too abrasive for people 10 years ago. Times change. Last night, while we were licking our wounds because it didn't go exactly the way we wanted, we lost a critical race in New Hampshire. And immediately after losing the race, while we're hurting, looking around, Trump goes on social media and just blasts away at the Republican who lost, gives it to him both barrels because he had been a Trump-endorsed guy, but set that aside trying to win the election in blue New Hampshire. I mean, it was a smart election strategy, right, because they hate Trump there, but it was smart. And immediately, in the wake of the loss, a stinging loss, one we thought we were going to get, boom, Trump's on there making it about him. That worked. That was okay in 2015. People have less of an appetite for it now. They just do. There's less of an appetite for 2016 Trump. It's 2022, and we are heading into 2024, and this country and the mood of the electorate on the left and the right is black and white different than what it was back then. What worked then will not work now, and he does not appear to be adjusting. And if you're a Trump fan, and there's a good chance you are, you should want him to, and I'm surprised he hasn't, because he generally has such a good ear for what the people want and what they don't. Now, that brings me to the second reason that I think Donald Trump had a very bad night politically. It's not just that everyone piled on him and blamed him for the loss, which I think is ridiculous. It's one, his comments. Two, Heavy D is going to be a problem for Donald Trump now. Because the way Republicans totally took over the state of Florida, they took it over. They won Miami. They won in Miami. That never happens. Miami is guaranteed blue every time. They even won Miami. Ron DeSantis taking Florida from a purple state to a blood red state, that was huge for Ron DeSantis. Everyone's lifting him up now, but that wasn't that's not the thing that really hurt Trump the most. That hurt him, yes. What hurt Trump is, again, back to what we were just talking about. He doesn't seem to be able to adjust and change immediately. Now, listen, maybe you're a Trump person, maybe you're a DeSantis person. As you know, I don't care. I want them both to fight. But every single Republican, every single person listening to the sound of my voice, I'm not talking about you communists who hate listen. Every Republican listening to the sound of my voice right now was excited about what happened in Florida last night. Every one of them, without exception. Doesn't matter who you like. Everyone was excited about Heavy D. Everyone was excited about the congressional races. It was a good night. Donald Trump runs to social media and says, now that the election in Florida is over and everything went quite well, shouldn't it be said that in 2020, I got 1.1 million more votes in Florida than Ron D got this year? 5.7 million to 4.6 million. Just asking. That 12-year-old crap is not going to work for Republicans going into 2024. It won't. What happened last night, I assume right now that Donald Trump is ahead, because he is. Assume he's ahead if we're doing this hypothetical Trump versus Heavy D matchup. Assume he's ahead, because he is. Whatever you think that gap was before last night, it shrunk significantly because of the people who blamed Trump for the loss, which, again, I don't agree with, but also because of how good Heavy D did and how Donald Trump responded to Republicans last night. He thinks there's still an appetite for that. And I know every candidate, especially Trump, is always going to have hardcores who will never leave them. I know that. You can write me, by the way, I don't care if this makes you mad. You can write me and say, I'll never leave Trump. I'm not judging you at all. That's fine. I still love Trump. It's fine. But I'm telling you, the mood of the Republican Party is tired of that kind of crap. That petty shot he took it in before the election. Again, can't help himself. And I didn't. The reason I give out my emails so often is I love to hear from people. I want to hear from people across the country. And it's not that one individual email gets me, although you know I've read them for you on there. There are some really powerful stories out there from you, and I love them. The funny ones, the stupid ones, the heartbreaking ones. I love these stories. But I was overwhelmed today by a consistent trend in my email inbox, and I didn't even ask for your feedback on this. There was a trend in my inbox today, and I'll read it for you in a second. I did not think that this was going to be this prevalent, but it is. He is in trouble. If he cannot make adjustments very soon, he is in trouble in a Republican primary. He is. All right. Now, before I get to the emails, let me get to this real quick. If you do want something done about the fraud, no, I don't think we're going to change fraud in blue areas. But thank God for Mike Lindell, huh? Mike Lindell came out publicly last night. Now, remember, every single time this guy goes out and speaks about politics or elections, he costs himself a fortune. He keeps getting thrown out of these big box stores. Remember, they even threw him out of Walmart. And Mike Lindell has not stopped or slowed down even one bit. And Mike Lindell came out last night and said, if there's shady elections, we will do audits all day. Like, he's going to pay for them. What a freaking stud, man. All these dirtball corporations out there always working against you. Mike Lindell's out there funding election audits. Gosh, that's awesome. Oh, by the way, he sells sheets. They're the best sheets ever, so go buy some and say thank you, please. $29.99 right now for Giza Dream Sheets. That's as low as they can come in, as low as $29.99 right now. $29.99 for Giza Dream Sheets? They're the greatest freaking sheets ever. Great gifts, I should mention. And while they're cheap, get them for Christmas. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, and use the promo code Jesse. That's how you get the deal on Giza Dream Sheets. If you're buying them for yourself, get two sets. I know, because that's what we do at the house. When we take a set off and the wife's chucking it in the laundry, we put on a fresh set so we have a rotating set. If you're buying it for someone else, just get one. Sorry. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. Or call 800-845-0544. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday, and not as bad of a Wednesday as you think it is. Joe Kent still might win in Washington. By the way, Chris, tracked out an update on Kent. Friggin' Washington drops ballots like once every 9 years. We can't get an update on Joe Kent. J.D. Vance is a senator. We have the House. It looks like we might have the Senate. It didn't go the way we wanted, but it's good. All right, back to this. I did not ask for these emails. If I ask for a specific email about something, you send me specific emails. If I get an email trend, then I know there is something on your mind. I don't even know how many of these, similar to this, in my inbox today. Hi, Jesse. I love the show. I got to say this. I am 100% Trumpster from day one. I voted for the man two times. But people on the right have to realize how big a deal Ron DeSantis' win in Florida was. He didn't turn that state red. He turned it blood red. He's the guy. If Trump runs and wins the nomination, we will end up just like all these races and give us four more years of Biden. Trump needs to walk away. I know his ego probably won't let it happen, but I think DeSantis reunites our party in the country. I hate to say this. What do you think? Well, I don't agree with a lot of that. I do agree with some of it. I do not agree that Donald Trump needs to walk away. I think Donald Trump has more than earned the right at trying for that nomination again, especially how he was done wrong again in 2020. I do, however, very much think he must earn the nomination. And as I have laid out, if he cannot make adjustments to his behavior, he is not going to win that nomination. You think he is, because he's the most popular Republican right now. But when he blast it, what do you get if you're Donald Trump? Honestly, if you're Donald Trump, and it was election night, and some people are mad at you, some aren't, but you weren't on the ballot, right? It was a midterm election. You're not even in the race yet. And you see that Florida is all of a sudden the belle of the ball, and Heavy D is having his moment. He's the belle of the ball. He's on stage with his beautiful family. And you know, and you're Donald Trump, who has a great pulse of the population. You know every single Republican, everyone from coast to coast, from Maine to Los Angeles, every Republican is happy for Florida, impressed with Heavy D, and it's a great moment. You know this. Even Trump superfans, you know this. You know that everyone's happy with Heavy D. What in the world are you doing going on social media and taking a shot at him out of nowhere when no one mentioned you? These are the kinds of unforced errors that Trump got away with in 2016 in that primary. He will not get away with them again, because the mood of the country has changed so much, and it's gotten so much more sour, and we're so much angrier now than even we were then, and we have so much more distrust of our institutions, and we want to hear a plan, and I want to know, what are you going to do about the FBI? How are you going to save this? How are you going to save that? And you go on social media and can't control your mouth. It's not going to play well. It's not. I'm not like these people who think, oh, last night was Trump's fault. I told you, I do not agree with that at all. I think that's looking for someone to blame on election night. Did he make some mistakes? For sure. Should he have spent more of that money he raised? Yeah. But I'm not, oh, it's Trump's fault. No. I think that's ridiculous. But if he cannot find a way to rein this stuff in, it won't work. Donald Trump right now, in my personal opinion, is ahead of Heavy D. And I think he would be the favorite to win a primary. He is not going to be a favorite the way this momentum is going for very much longer. Heavy D's taking off like a rocket ship. Not saying he can't challenge him or attack him, and I'm not saying he can't be nasty about it. Trump's a junkyard dog. Be nasty about it. Why would you do it on election night? That's the one thing every Republican in the country was thrilled about last night. And no matter how bad it went for you and your state, if you're not in Florida, you were happy about Florida and happy about Heavy D. You attacked the one thing everyone was happy about? And again, I don't care about the attack itself. Heavy D better learn how to handle that. If you're going to get in a primary with Trump, well, I shouldn't say better learn. I'm sure he can, but we're going to find out. You're going to get in a primary with Trump, you're going to get attacked. You're going to get nicknames. You're going to get everything. But why now? And then Trump runs to the media today. Quote, I don't know if he's running. If he runs, he could hurt himself very badly. I really believe he could hurt himself badly. I could tell you things about him that won't be flattering. I know more about him than anybody. Why are you saying that today? Heavy D just won the governorship. He's not even in the race yet. What do you get? What? Name me. Name me. Because maybe you love this stuff. Name me. I want to hear specifically. You know what? Include that in your Ask Dr. Jesse emails if you have it. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Not what you like, not what you don't like. I want to know the political advantage to blasting Heavy D after a win like that. How does that help Trump in any way? If he cannot find a way to control that, he is going to turn off too many people. And I am amazed at how many emails I have that are just done. Jesse, I love him. I'm done. Jesse, I voted. I'm done. Jesse, I did not think that at all. It's not where I was, but apparently it's where you are. I'm shocked. All right. I just said shocked, and that rhymes with chalk, so that leads us into this. I hung out with my buddy Seton at Chalk today, and we've been talking about the boxes we're going to send to the weenies in the GOP and the House and the Senate whenever they screw us over and do us wrong, whenever they cave to the Democrats again. And I asked you yesterday because what we're going to do is we're going to send them a box, some kind of a box with a male vitality stack, because a male vitality stack raises your testosterone levels 20% in 90 days. Clearly, the Republican Party needs a lot of that. But Seton's totally on board. We were brainstorming names. I got names from you. Some of these I'm most definitely not going to go with, but I do appreciate the effort. Remember, it always needs to be family friendly. So, Chad, I cannot call it the gonad gift box. I do appreciate the effort, Chad. I did snicker, I'll be honest, but it cannot be the gonad gift box. What you like that one, Chris? Dog box. What does dog box mean? Chris, that doesn't make any sense at all. No, I know we can't say the B word, so dog box doesn't make sense. Chris, let me and the people of the Jesse Kelly Show, let the Jesse Kelly Show fans handle this. You're clearly not up to the task. This guy said the grow a set chalk stack. I don't mind grow a set. That's not bad. This one said the Be Like Lake vitality box. Well, let's wait and see if she wins first. I hope she does. This one says the package check. Okay, we're not calling it the package check. All right, come on now. We did get a lot of votes for this. Multiple votes for the pink flower box. I don't hate it. That's all I'm going to say. I don't hate it. Now, GOP aside, let's forget about those weenies for a minute. You and I have to watch our T levels too, fellas, right? Natural herbal supplements. Hardcore anti-communists. Why not? It's not medicine and chemical filth. Natural herbal supplements, a 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days. Do you have any idea how much better you will feel in every possible way with that? Ladies, they have a female vitality stack for you. They have lit powder. Don't ignore lit powder. The wife puts it in our superfood smoothies every day. Chalk is offering 35% off subscriptions right now. That's the way to go because the money savings are so high. 35% off? Go to chok.com. Promo code Jesse gets him 35% off. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. All right? All right. Let's tackle some, I haven't played much of it. We'll do some more emails and I'll get some audio from last night. It wasn't as bad as you think. All right? And yeah, I am going to shave in the mustache. Ugh. Hang on.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart Podcast.